Yeah, this is April 1st, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And what Prophet's Corner is, it's words of the Lord. And we're putting these on our website online if you want to go back and read some of the words. Some of them may be if you downloaded your little deal, you might have these on there. But anyway, this is a word of the Lord. This was on 3/26/18. 3/26/18. The name of this word is Jubilee. Jubilee. Now in Israel, the word Jubilee was every 50 years. Everybody was debt-free. All their property that was taken from them or bought from them or whatever was restored back to them. This is what the Lord said. This is the beginning of your Jubilee. I have stripped all the stolen wealth, and I will begin my redistribution to my people for my purposes. Hallelujah. My purposes. The Lord says, my purposes, not not your personal purposes, but God's purposes. I said, Haman has been hung on the gallows. Now, we had a word a week or so ago about Haman's been hung on the gallows. What they meant for us to do to us will be done to them. That's what happened if you go read in the book of Esther. Haman connived to get the Jews annihilated. Well, Queen Esther stood in the gap, prayed. Mordecai, her uncle was a Jew, uncovered the plot. And the king ended up hanging. He wanted to hang Mordecai on the gallows and all the Jews, kill all the Jews. And through Queen Esther and her being married to the king of Iran at that time, it turned it around where Haman was actually hung on the gallows that he made for those, for the Jews. And he had 10 sons, and all his seed were also hung on the gallows. I said, Haman has been hung on the gallows. The evil plot against my people to strip them of their rightful properties has backfired in their faces. Their goal, strip them and kill them. That was their goal for us. Strip them and kill them. Well, this is what will happen to them. Now, I'm not saying this is not a personal word. I don't make this stuff up. Haman has been hung on the gallows. Just as the Egyptians were stripped of all their silver and gold, all the money withheld for 430 years, yes, you will begin this day to see this nation and others around the world repaid. Don't be afraid. Use your faith. Just like Pharaoh, after he came to himself, he ran after the children of Israel so that the enemy, he tried to do again. It was like a pushback. After they went out of Egypt, they stripped the Egyptians. They were laden with silver and gold, it says. There wasn't a weak or sick one among them. And then it says Pharaoh came to himself and he said, I can't believe I did that. So he takes all the rest of what's left of the land, which isn't much, and goes after them. Okay. All right, let me read here. Pick up where I was. He ran after the children of Israel. So will be the enemy try to do the same to you, but don't be dismayed, for the wicked plot they are planning will have the same results as it did in Moses' day. They will counterattack. They'll be flushed out. The rats that have been hiding, the rest of the rats will be flushed out. And they will end up just like the Egyptians, dead on the seashore. That's why I wanted to do that song, Horse and the Rider. Bind the enemy wherever you see him and loose the Jubilee blessings into your house. Wherever you're lacking. That's what these confessions are for. You know, these are like vitamins. When you build them into your life, they'll just start spewing out of you naturally. I know for years we spoke finding money. I several times I found $10, $5 on the top of my shoe. I'm going, where'd that come from? Or if I'm out in a parking lot, money shines up at me. I don't even really have to confess it anymore. It was like it was just built into me. Now it just happens. The angels make sure if there's money anywhere. Well, she's one of them people that, you know, Mom. Okay, bind the enemy wherever you see him and loose the Jubilee blessings into your house. It's yours by right. The wealth of the right or the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous. My angels act on your word, Psalms 103 says. They hearken to the voice of his word. You send angels on assignments when you speak God's word out of your mouth. My angels act on my words, and they will take out the enemy at your command. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Take your rod. You know, Moses had the rod, you know. Take your rod, my word, go forward. What happened when the Egyptians bore down on them and they had their backs up against the sea and there was nowhere to go? Moses said, Lord, what are we going to do? He said, take your rod. Stand still. Know the Lord. Recognize the Lord here. Take your rod and go forward. What happened? The sea parted. Okay. Today is a new day, a day of victory. Jubilee. Reset. We're waiting for this go-back currency reset at this time. This all started last Saturday, I believe, March 26th is when it all began. According to the Hebrew calendar, the Jubilee year and the reset was exactly March 26th. Okay. Haman has been hung on the gallows. Restoration has come. Now, if you don't grab a hold of it and proclaim it, it'll pass you by. And you'll think, well, no, God didn't do what he said. You know, God, he gives you what he wants done. And he wants you to grab a hold of it and say, yes, I believe the word of the Lord, and it will be done for me. If you don't do it, nothing will happen. New authorities. Now, y'all pay real close attention because every one of you sitting here and myself, this has to do with us and where we are, all of us. New authorities, new government leaders, new church leaders, new judges, new. Out with the old, in with the new. New news, new anchors, old anchors away. This is a new day. This is what we've been declaring. We've been speaking this for 2.5 years or so, others throughout the body of Christ. Speak right, don't be dismayed, for this is a glorious day, a new beginning. A world where truth and justice prevail, law and order and peace will reign, a day that the church will no longer be surprised, but will go forward, fully funded to take my gospel into the nations so that I can come and take you to myself, and there you will be with me forever. Haman has been hung on the gallows. Be ready to step up. This is the word of the Lord to every one of you. Be ready to step up as the opportunity arises. Be prepared to step into new positions that there was no room for you before. Now all these rats that are being cleaned out, while they're making big prisons for them or executing them or whatever for treason, there's going to be jobs all over the place with nobody to fill them. God is making room for your gift. Now your gift will make room for you. Seven Mountain Mandate. The Seven Mountain Mandate is, this is the theory, it's scriptural, that there are seven cultures or seven areas of culture that influence men. Media, religious mountain media, financial, I don't know all of them. And so God recruits his people to step up and take the mountain. He who controls the mountain controls the culture. Why is the church the way it is today? Because we've hung around the religious mountain and all the other six mountains, the Satan is at the top of them ruling it. So we have to take these mountains. That's why he steps you up just for such a time as this. That was what was told to Esther when her people were going down. And she thought, oh, I don't, you know. He said, don't think for a minute just because you're married to the king that you're exempt from this, that you won't die with the rest of us. She said, okay, if I perish, I perish. And she stood up And she fasted and prayed and went before the king, and she had a chance of him saying off with her head, because she even came into his presence without being summoned. But she saved her nation because she stepped up to a place that God had groomed her her whole life for. For such a time as this. We win. Like Q says, we go one, we go all. We go one, we go all. This is the body of Christ. Reset. This is what reset is. To set again or anew. Set again or anew. The evil became so bad, I could not stand it. This is the Lord. He could not stand it. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. It said, I've got to go down and see if it's really as bad as I hear. So the shrieks of their evil has come up to me. So he sits on the circle of the earth. He observes man. But when the wicked gets so bad that he can't even stand it, something always comes down, starts. It's like they hit the dome. They hit a place that God says no higher. Because if God didn't give us a reprieve, I don't think we could recover. Okay. Its stench and shrieks have reached my ears. Because the virgins have awakened, there's Esther. Esther, yeah. Have awakened and trimmed their lamps. Petition me. I'm purging evil from your land. You will see it in the natural and perceive it by the Spirit. This new beginning with the transfer of wealth is a reprieve before the big show, my coming. Now is the time for evangelism to begin. It won't just be by the evangelists or missionaries, but by the day-to-day infiltration in whatever marketplace I've placed you in. Wherever you go, you're to constantly be looking in here. Lord, what about your business? This is about the master's business, not necessarily your business, but his first. The oppression will be gone. All this oppression that we face, and it's been so difficult, so hard. He says it'll be gone. Okay. The oppression will be gone, and my anointing will be strong, and my glory will come on the scene, much like the early church in Acts, but greater. It will be the greatest show on earth. It will consume the earth like fire. Now, we've had a couple of prophecies. Brother Kenneth Hagin back in, was it 80? Anyway, and then Tommy Hicks back in the 60s. Men will come to me because of my goodness. This is not man's doing, but it is a divine reset jubilee. Okay.